This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Mr. Billy Duckett, director of JSU's Northeast Alabama Police Academy. Mr. Duckett is being interviewed by Al Harris of the University News Bureau. Let's listen in.
What type of training do the basic recruits receive while attending the Law Enforcement Academy?
The recruits receive training in several different areas, including officer survival, legal issues, defensive tactics, emergency vehicle operations, physical fitness, and firearms. All areas of training are designed to prepare the recruits for different situations that they may encounter during their careers, so there has to be a wide range of classroom topics covered during their basic training. Legal issues, for example, cover such areas as the Alabama Criminal Code, search and seizure rules, interrogations and confessions, and even federal criminal and civil liability law. In addition to the recruits' classroom training, there are several areas designated to enhance their overall physical skills and allow them to improve on their physical fitness. In the areas that require physical skills, we look to training environments that will enhance their overall ability to perform specific tasks. Physical fitness, for example, is designed to improve their upper body strength and aerobic fitness, which, as we all know, is a big concern in our society right now. Officers must be able to maintain some type of physical fitness level that will allow them to not only chase and catch criminals, but also be able to control them once they've been caught. When the recruit graduates from our academy, they are equipped with all the basic knowledge they need to begin their careers and serve their communities as professional law enforcement officers.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.